Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Cooling off or getting frigid?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We're all kind of wondering if and when the housing market will go from the cooling stage to forming icicles. One of the most watched indicators is the bottom line of home building companies. Yesterday, Toll Brothers said third quarter profits fell nearly 20%. So is that a sign that the winter of housing discontent is coming? Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Toll Brothers' bottom line has been whimpering. The high-end home builder has seen demand for new housing drop in half, and it's shelving plans to build more. Beacon Economics' Christopher Thornburg says luxury builders like Toll Brothers usually feel down cycles first, but he says other builders should read the writing on the wall.
We have a massive bubble to work out of the system, and it's going to take a number of years. We have not found the bottom yet, and it's going to get chilly.
Chilly enough, perhaps, to cool off the economy.
If the spending on housing relative to the population goes back to its normal long-run state, that is a large enough shift to basically half economic growth inside the U.S. all by itself for the next 2 years.
A drop in housing values is also likely to affect consumer spending. Over the past few years, many Americans have borrowed against the value of their homes. Now that those look poised to plunge, it could mean a lot of belt tightening in the foreseeable future. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Frustrated businesses aren't waiting for Congress to tackle immigration. Yesterday, a group of California companies sued their competitors in the farming industry. They claim the competition is hiring illegals and getting an unfair advantage. Harley Shaken teaches labor law at the University of California.
The lawsuit is going to be difficult because you really need to prove intent and damage. It's one thing to state it and another thing to legally prove that the company you're charging with hiring undocumented workers did it purposefully and damaged you as a result.
Still, some groups are planning to drum up more of these lawsuits. GM has to find people in other countries to buy their cars because, let's face it, Americans aren't buying American as much anymore. Hello, India. GM said this week it has big plans for India, starting with the sale of used cars. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
In India, the market for cars is growing fast as household incomes rise. But people buy twice as many used cars as new. So GM plans to start selling its cars secondhand in the hopes of creating a loyal base of customers. P. Balindran, vice president of corporate communications for GM, says they're expanding here in other ways, too.
About 3 years back, we had just one model of car, and the market was also pretty small. But as of today, we have a range of products.
GM started off selling luxury sedans here, but they didn't do so well. So now the automaker has customized its cars for Indians who want small, cheap, fuel-efficient vehicles. In the next few months, GM says it will launch a new compact model and a mini car to suit India's congested roads. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
This is Marketplace. Taxpayers spend $474 billion a year on K-12 education. A little more than 1% of that money goes to charter schools. Still, the question's being asked, is the public getting its money's worth? From the Marketplace Work and Family Desk, here's Hillary Wickay.
The National Center for Education Statistics, or NCES, says in 2003, fourth graders in traditional public schools scored better in reading and math than charter school students did. Charter school advocates call the findings flawed, and even the NCES says the stats have to be taken with a grain of salt. Mark Schneider is the NCES commissioner.
One-third of the charter schools that are in existence in the United States today were not in existence in 2003. So we were looking at schools that, a set of schools that are smaller and different than the set of schools that are in the world today.
The students performed at about the same level. In Washington, I'm Hillary Wickay for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Duke Executive MBA, developing leaders and accelerating careers around the world with 4 top-ranked executive MBA programs for working professionals. More at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. Market data and news brought to you by Reuters. Reporting from around the world, every day, every hour, every second. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Let's do those numbers. In the end, kind of a wash on Wall Street. The Dow climbed 5 points, a fraction of a percent, to 11,339. The NASDAQ was up 2 points, a tenth, to 2150. And the S&P 500 was also up a tenth to 1298. Shares of satellite radio company XM surged 20% after a boost in the stock rating. $80 trillion. That's how much the U.S. government needs to pay future Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid benefits. To put that in perspective, $80 trillion is 6 times the size of the U.S. economy. President Bush and some in Congress are still hoping for a deal to reform the entitlement programs. Commentator Steve Moore believes there is a way out of this financial mess.
The entitlement crisis is enormous, but it is solvable with a little common sense. Economic growth is one key. America's economy has been growing at a fast clip for the past 25 years. If we keep growing at the current pace, in the next few decades, our economy will swell to twice its size and our wealth will be 3 times bigger. That will help a lot in paying Uncle Sam's bills. And let's not forget we've got a trump card, immigration. America attracts young and mostly hardworking immigrants who will help pay our retirement benefits. But we still need to downsize our bills. If we tried to raise taxes to pay for all entitlements, we'd have to double income taxes, corporate taxes, gas taxes, and payroll taxes. That really would capsize our economy. So sooner or later, Congress will have to rein in the cost of runaway entitlement programs. The Supreme Court long ago ruled that no one has a legal right to Social Security or any government benefit. Promises are just that, promises. Congress can make laws. Congress can easily change them. That's one reason why allowing workers to tuck away Social Security payroll taxes into a private account is a very good deal. It transfers political promises into legally owned private assets. Next, we need to convert Medicare and Social Security into safety nets, not universal entitlements. Wealthy older Americans, like Warren Buffett and Ross Perot, should rely on their own private savings and health benefits. And life expectancy is growing. So let's raise the retirement age for government benefits to at least 70. We can't be an economic superpower if we have more people retired than working. All of these policy changes are coming eventually, as sure as the sun will rise in the morning. Making those changes now will mean that our long-term financial picture will look bullish, not bleak. We just need to grow up before we grow old.
Steve Moore is a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Your thoughts, share them with us. You can log on to our website, marketplace.org, and send us an email. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It costs $37 million.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.